There's quite a smell in here, Stuart, isn't there? What do you think? What do you think that is?
That wasn't the introduction I was expecting, if I'm honest. We've got a person to my right now smelling, inhaling a candle.
Well, I was right next to your dog who decided to do a massive wee on the floor, right by me. The strongest wee I think I've ever smelled. I've gagged so many times, and now I'm just going to smell this candle because it's so disgusting.
Unfortunately,
set
fire to your hair. That would be exciting.
Mostly polyester. It'll go up like a tinder box, won't it?
So rude.
Unfortunately, Rudy Simmons is he's getting quite elderly, and I'm not sure he's got that long before he has to go to the farm.
His legs aren't working very well.
Let's hope, because of course our avid 17 listeners might have noticed that we only do this once a month now. Oh. And in fact, I think it's even been longer, this one, because Stuart, where have you been?
I have had another trip to Cape Town, which I got back about a week ago.
Mind you, I'm going in a month's time.
Joining us.
So we need to make sure that we do the next one before then.
We do. Because in between trips.
We want Rudy Simmons to be about for the next one as well.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
So he's having a struggle.
I'm not hopeful.
Can't say that about my dog.
Yeah.
But he's losing.
So did you have a nice time out there? I can't believe you've left summer in Cape Town to come back here.
Yeah, I did leave summer in Cape Town to come back here to see everybody, to do this especially.
Yeah, why did you come back if you're going to be going back off again?
I was due to go to an animation fair in San Diego.
Oh.
And then I didn't go. So then moving flights around and that sort of stuff.
Because I want to go and see my friend in San Diego. Can I go as your assistant?
No, because it was last week.
Another time, if they reschedule it.
I'm still thinking that's unlikely.
Mm.
Yeah, I know you like to listen. I know you like to blag a trip
she
or two
is
here.
Ligger, isn't you? Unbelievable.
Not shy of blagging a trip overseas.
No,
but so I had to do that, and then I need to come back and obviously.
San Diego's quite close to where you used to live, relatively speaking, for a country like America, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was about 45 minutes
away
from us.
Nice,
yeah, it was lovely.
We went to the zoo, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did go to the
San Diego's lovely, actually.
It is nice,
really
yeah.
Nice.
That's where Drake and Josh was set,
Drake
isn't
and Josh.
It?
That's one
did
of...
you used to watch that?
What's that?
With your kids, Drake and Josh.
No, what
Drake
program?
And Josh.
Yes, but what's the programme called?
Drake and Josh.
Oh, Josh,
Christ. Fuck it. Has that Yuri gone to your head?
What do we call it?
Yeah, it was a kids' programme on Nickelodeon or something.
Yeah,
like
it was very funny. It was another of those kids. It was quite funny. It was wasted on kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was one of my greatest gags to the kids at school when they used to work. And they in the change room, and they had Drake was on the CD player or whatever. Yeah. And they're talking and they're this sort of stuff and they're trying to be trendy. And these kids come in there and said, "Sir, do you like Drake?" And I said, "I preferred him when he was with Josh." So if you like Drake and Josh, that's a very good gag.
Yeah.
It was, and they laughed and they seemed to like me from that.
Oh, well, that's good. So you had a nice time, but you're back for a bit.
I'm back for a bit, then I'm out next week. I've got a cricket tour to Johannesburg and then to Cape Town, and then I'm back for a bit, and then I'm out with you, and then I'm here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
here for the summer?
I am pretty well here for the whole
that's
summer.
Good. Nice. We're flying to Johannesburg
summer.
First, and then we're going to do safari for 4 nights, and then we're going down to see the Simmonses.
Cape
Town.
Excellent. Very good. I'm looking forward to going out to Cape Town.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But anyway. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so I'm not doing anything like that coming up. No.
Okay.
Got a wedding to go to in Stamford.
Nice.
In Lincolnshire. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. And I've got a few gigs to go to. A few gigs. I'm going to my first festival of the year on Saturday week. Rochester Rocks.
Sounds wild.
Just says wild.
That well-known festival, Rochester Rocks. Fantastic. Mike Gray, Kim Jennett. Who else is playing down there? Hollow Star, Bad Touch.
Oh, I just
it's the Rattle Backs. It's a might. Really good lineup.
I think we're going to change all our travel plans and go to Rochester Rocks. It's just you had me at Rocks.
£35.
Your bargain.
I'll tell you what I've done recently, actually. My favourite band, you might remember them, Little Angels.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Uh-huh.
Loved them, didn't I? Back in, I don't like, I nearly said back in the day, and I always want to punch people who say back in the day. But years ago, they were huge and they were our boys during that time when bands like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses and a lot of those American bands were really big. Little Angels from Scarborough were our boys over here, and you know, we used to follow them everywhere. And I saw them originally as a support band at the Marquee by mistake, and then right through 7 years later to their last gig, which was at the Royal Albert Hall. And we've been, everyone who loved them has been desperate for them to get back, but they've all done really well in their own fields. Two of them teach at university, and one of them plays for Skunk Anansie, and one of them is Ronan Keating's manager, and he was the tour manager of Boyzone or whatever they were called. But now they finally decided, in their mid-50s, they're getting back together, they're going to tour, and I'm going to three gigs in a row, one night after the other.
So seen three times?
Yeah, three times on the same tour. I'm going down to Bournemouth on the Friday, then they're playing in London on the Saturday, and that sold out in 24 hours, and they've stuck another London date, and I'm going to go to that.
Oh.
Three gigs in a row.
Wow.
Bit like Oasis.
That
really
means...
Bit like Oasis.
A bit like Oasis.
That cost me £160 for three of those tickets.
It's worth every penny, so.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't quite put into words how exciting it is.
Will you buy yourself a beer when you're there?
We're not going to a beer concert.
But yeah, it's so exciting. I just can't get over the fact that it's actually happening.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's
nice.
Something that you've been waiting for. I mean, if you think how long we were waiting for Oasis, 35 years been waiting for this.
Mm.
Just fantastic.
I waste a long time for my Bruce Springsteen concerts that were ruined by people.
Oh, Bruce, he doesn't like Donald Trump very much, and vice versa, does he?
He
hates him. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump, actually, we know he lies all the time, but he says, you're a terrible rock star, nobody likes you, you're a failing rock star, nobody goes to your concerts anymore, you're a terrible man. And you think, sorry, this is Bruce Springsteen you're talking about. You can say whatever you like, but that's not, none
you're
of
thinking,
it's true.
Ridiculous. You're thinking what the bloke who was the second grossing ticket sales behind Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That one.
That's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Anyway, Stu.
Who's died?
Who's died? Celebrity snuffed it.
Oh, yeah. Been looking forward to Celebrity snuffed it.
Well, we've had not actually loads that you've heard about since we've, but a few big ones. So Robert Duvall.
Sad, but old.
Sad, but 95.
He was great, actually.
He was brilliant.
Yeah,
he was very
good. I didn't realise he was that old, actually.
Yes.
No. He played the lawyer, didn't he?
He was the conciliary.
Yeah.
He was Tom Hagen.
Yeah.
I love it because he wasn't in Godfather 3. And he was really blunt about what everyone keeps saying. Well, why were you not in Godfather 3? And he said, I expect to be paid less than Al Pacino, but not that much less.
Oh, really?
And he just said, no bullshit.
Because the thing is, by Godfather 3, he was a pretty big film star.
Oh, yeah. And he said, I'd love to have done Godfather 3. They simply didn't pay me enough.
Right.
And he said, and I had my number and they wouldn't reach it. So I wasn't in it. You're like, that's blunt.
Yeah. Well done, mate. Yeah. So Bob Duvall. Sadly,
sadly, gone. Very talented.
Catherine O'Hara, so sad.
That was
so young.
Sad.
Yeah, 68.
That's
think.
Very
yeah,
young.
Yeah, really, really sad.
They
really
said what
sad.
It was. How?
Shortage of breath. That's what
oh,
my dad
that's
always
my
used
dad
to say.
Always says that. Lack of breath. Yeah. Always.
No. They don't. It's funny. Sometimes they're very open about it, aren't they? Yeah. You know, they died because of this reason. But with her, I didn't hear anything at all. But I always just, I mean, I know Schitt's Creek was really popular and I did quite like it.
Yeah, it was
but
good.
She'd always just be Kevin's mum.
She'd be Kevin's mum. And we'll come on to really, really bad mothers later.
Oh, okay.
Same colour hair. She's almost as bad a mum as Fergie.
Yeah, Kia, keep that one in
keep
the box.
Keep that one on the hanger. That's coming later,
and
folks.
And then, of course, James Van Der Beek. That was very sad,
very
wasn't it?
Very sad. He was very young, wasn't he?
Yeah. I never used to watch that programme he was in.
I used to dip in and out and watch it. Dawson's
Creek. My kids quite liked it. I saw it a bit. Well, I remember he was in that really big film about that time. He was in Varsity Blues.
Right.
Which was the sort of coming of age high school...
bit of a Brat Pack type thing.
Yeah, no, it had Paul Walker and all that. Yeah. So around that sort of late 90s, had John Voight in it as the hideous football coach, and they all stood up against the hideous football coaches. Like YouTube classic. But yeah, no, they were reading and they said apparently he signed such a dreadful contract for Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, they had a GoFundMe, didn't they?
No residual money at all.
Really?
So he made a bit of money when it was coming out on the various series of Dawson's Creek, but there was no residual money.
Because he didn't have, I mean, I don't know whether he didn't have health insurance, but apparently his wife's in debt to about $1.5 million.
Yeah, they're having to do like a GoFundMe, aren't they?
So they're doing a funding page,
aren't they? So yeah, and it's not all that, Hollywood star. A lot of them, it's just all about the contracts that you sign.
Yeah. And should have signed one like the girls from Friends did.
Absolutely, yeah.
They just make fortunes out of it.
Yeah, residuals and that sort of stuff. It's like someone said, the bloke who's Stifler in American Pie, he signed apparently the best contract. And every time, he just makes a fortune every year, and he's barely in any films.
Yeah.
Just off the back of American Pie. So, yeah, that was really sad, very, very young. Was he 46 or something?
48, I think.
48, that's really young. Yeah, that's hopeless, really young. Isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, and then nobody else particularly famous after that, unless you're specifically a fan of the Scorpions, like I am, because Francis Buchholz,
Franny, as you know.
their original bass player sadly died in 71. Don't know what got him in the end. Robert Carradine, he's gone.
Oh, yes, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, the least famous of the Carradine family, yes. I suppose, is... brothers were David and Keith, and his dad John Carradine was a big Universal horror film star. Hmm. So Becky, she couldn't look less interested.
I'm
could she,
so bored by that. So. I'm coming up with my one. I've got one who died, and it's sad actually. Sorry, have you finished your list?
Well, I might as well. Yeah,
they're as good as that last one.
Yeah, go on.
The Mary Crosby, who's one of the
died?
No. Hang on, you definitely don't know Mary Crosby. Well, she's in The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Before you go crazy,
not the Mary Crosby, not the one who shot JR.
Mary Crosby shot JR.
No, it's not her.
Not her.
She's in The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Her son, Robert Jr., he died 23. It's very sad, just in the last couple of days.
That is
sad, because he was on the
sad.
Show because he had addiction problems and everything, and then just
I
last couple of
this,
days.
Whole thing was called Celebrity Snuffed It, wasn't it?
Well, she's a celebrity in my eyes.
And she will act about him, though.
How's your haunted person?
Yeah, John Carradine, he's been dead about 80 years, I think.
So that's mine.
Yeah,
anyway.
And of course, Valentino.
Oh, yeah.
He's died. Have you got any Valentino gear? Oh, about 96 or something silly like that.
Yeah, he was very old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But I think we might have done him before.
And sadly, since we last got together, probably about another 50,000 Russian soldiers have died.
We're not going to talk about that.
Because,
politics or wars, we won't be going anywhere near that one.
Quite happy for them to die, isn't he, old Vlad? I don't think he listens.
I don't think Vlad listens. Otherwise, I think we'd be poisoned.
Disappearing. Luckily, I don't go to any nice hotels to be thrown out of the window of. So,
unbelievably, with spiked rails,
sure,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to get us. They'll get us. So, obviously, the fairly large news that has been coming out in the last few weeks. We thought we'd hit a peak of newsness when we discussed Brooklyn.
Oh, yes.
When we discussed Brooklyn, that was
Brooklyn
just...
Who?
Who's he now? So I'm afraid Brooklyn and David and the Peltzes and the Beckhams have been shoved right to the back burner by the biggest political scandal of any of our lives.
And probably the biggest royal scandal.
Oh, well, the whole thing together is quite comfortably the political company.
What I particularly enjoyed was that they said the last major royal who got arrested for anything ended up having his head chopped
off. Yeah, I heard that.
It was Charles I.
Charles I. But there's a lot of people who'd like it to go that way. Yeah. I suspect he'll die in a road traffic accident or something like that, or just mysteriously.
I wonder what they're thinking. You can imagine the talk that's going on in the background with the American government desperately trying to say to our government, do not put him through the courts. You know?
Well,
because if they find enough evidence to actually try him, it's going to come out.
Anyway, we're going to have to go through this chronologically before we do this. So the first thing we want to know is obviously about the former Prince Andrew, because that's what you can say. They don't have to call him by his
Andrew Mountbatten.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The former Prince Andrew. Where were you when you heard? What were you doing?
I was in bed, strangely, because I'm often in bed, don't I? And our family WhatsApp went, And now nephew Mark just said, Andy's been nicked. And I thought, oh, get in.
I can't remember where you I was.
My kids, we were in Cape Town. My kids had just come to visit, come to look at my cricket centre. And they'd just gone off. I just said goodbye to them. So I went back into the office, picked up my phone and saw Andrew Manbat and Winder arrested. I was like, fucking boom. Get in there. So I was like, straight out of the office. And of course, a lot of South Africans are there, like, not that. And I was like, right, you get the cricket off the telly in the cricket centre. Get Sky News on now.
That photo of him that they got when they managed really came out of question.
Like he's dead, he isn't he?
He looked like some cadaver, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. Fucking just some terror. People.
But then we haven't heard anything about it since. It's, you know, whether they're going to charge him or...
Well, they've got to find enough evidence, haven't they? And that's the thing. But I think they obviously think they're going to get him. They obviously want to get him, and they're going to get him the way they got Al Capone, aren't they? Because Al Capone was never put in prison for murder. He was put in prison for tax evasion.
He got done with tax evasion.
And they'll get him for giving
but
away.
But this stuff, I mean, essentially it's the same as Mandelson as
it's
well.
It's exactly the same, isn't it?
It's, I mean, it's treason.
Yeah.
It's treason. It's no more, no less. And the thing about what they've done is... Obviously, we all heavily suspect, although apparently he denies it, suspect that there will be loads and loads of stuff will come out to do with the trafficking and the women and the young girls and all that sort of stuff. That's much, much harder to prove legally.
Yeah.
But the stuff with the stuff that he's part of...
yeah, because it's date all on emails.
It's an email and date stamp.
Yes. Mm.
So it's basically, and ignorance is no defence.
No.
So you can't say, well, it wasn't my account, it was my private secretary under this sort of stuff.
No.
So it's totally date stamped. Same as Mandelson.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, treason.
I was listening to The Rest Is Politics, and Alistair Campbell said, he said, looking back, now they're coming out with these dates, he said, I can't believe it. He said, I was around a big table, we were having great big government meetings, and Mandelson must have had his phone under the table and been texting this bloke as we're coming out with this information. Yeah. Because these texts are all going out at the same time. And he said, I can't believe how...
But they're, you know, massively, massively...
Massive secrets he was giving him, wasn't he?
Apart from treasonous. But, I mean, they're hugely price-sensitive for the markets.
Yeah. Oh, he's absolutely...
At a time when the country was absolutely on its knees financially around that time of the crash.
Yeah.
And he's passing stuff to Epstein.
It was when... You remember when... it was after the 2010 election, wasn't it? When David Cameron eventually became head of that coalition. And Gordon Brown was trying to put a coalition together with the Lib Dems and he failed to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm giving up. I'm going to step down. And that is exactly when.
Yeah.
So he obviously gave him that information, knowing that the minute he says, I'm stepping down, the markets will drop.
Yeah.
And he'd get in there, buy the stuff, and then eventually they'll come back up.
And to all your investors and that sort of stuff. It's absolutely... So I'd be... And of course, it's amazing, typical fucking Peter Mandelson, that arrested... Taken home at 2 o'clock in the morning. By 4 o'clock in the morning, he's still up, trying to put a spin on it.
Yeah.
Trying to put a spin on it. Christ alive. You just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Don't speak. Don't talk to anybody. Yeah. But
they can't
you're,
help themselves.
But you're trying to put a spin on your arrest. Wasn't your fault.
Isn't it terrible, though, about the Speaker of the House of Commons, whatever, who said that he was a flight risk? And they named him. They said it. Yeah. I can't believe that.
I don't know. We shouldn't have done that, really. No, you probably shouldn't
have. But there was a big thing, obviously, about going back to Andrew's arrest, is that they were... It came out in a few fairly, well, I say, reputable, red-top Instagram pages. So it was definitely on the Sun's Instagram page. That they really suspected that they went in so quickly because they thought he was going to flee the country.
Yeah.
They really thought Andrew was going to do a midnight flip and go. And that's somewhere where he won't be able to get extradition. The really scary thing that comes out of all of this is that he has lost all his staff. He's lost all his stuff, but he's been still sent to a 5-bedroom house somewhere. The really worrying thing for the country is he's still expecting to have a dresser.
Really?
He's still expecting to have a dresser, someone to dress him and someone and staff in this house.
Which is arrogant, isn't it?
It's just like, when is it finally finished?
When he left custody, and I said to Jane, he's supposed to be just Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, but he's come out in a bit of a small motorcade of 4x4s there.
Yeah.
So somebody is still, he's still being looked after. Does he still have government protection and all that sort of thing?
Well, I suspect he's not a working royal, is he? This is the whole Prince Harry thing.
I cannot under, or the king's paying for it all. Somebody,
I feel bad for the king and William now. I mean,
I feel bad for William. You can tell Prince William hates his guts.
He hates him. You can just see.
Absolutely.
Just looks at him like your scum of the earth, aren't you?
Yeah. And you would do. I don't. I think the real sad bit is it puts a bit of a stain on the old queen, doesn't it? The old queen.
Yeah.
Because she gave him 12 million.
I think unfortunately she's not come out of this world.
Oh, really?
Because I mean, no matter whether one of your sons is the favourite son of this, and he's clearly lied to her, like he's lied to everybody else, and obviously the stuff about obviously the Newsnight interview is just the biggest pack of lies.
Yeah.
Even though people didn't think it wasn't. Oh, you know, I really believe the Pizza Express excuse. That was a great one. You know, I'm too honourable. I'll go and stay there. Not for 4 days. Apparently stayed for 9 days.
Right.
So instead of just sending you an email or just blanking you, if I don't like you anymore,
yeah,
I'm not going to go and stay with you for 9 days.
No.
That's very unlikely that's going to happen.
I'd stay with you for 9 days here because it's quite a nice place.
You could, and you get lost.
And you get your own bathroom and everything upstairs.
Absolutely. And you
get lost in the garden, just as long as you don't clash when it's pool time.
But, you know.
And this sort of stuff. So he does, but if one of your kids came to you and said this sort of stuff, oh, and by the way, for this woman I've never met before, we're going to have to pay her £12 million. Even the Queen in her elderly state is more likely to go, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Why do you need
I'm not that stupid. And I think the worrying thing is just that they just think everyone's a moron and everyone just buys, you know, you think people have half a brain and you're just talking dog shit. Yeah. It's just rubbish. The fact that what you're actually saying.
I wonder whether, because they all do it, don't they? I mean, politicians all do it now. They stand up there and they just lie and you think, this is all lies. What are you saying?
But without thinking that there's going to be consequences. I mean, he's such a moron. He goes, of course, you know, obviously my excuse, don't forget I was a war hero, of course, is I can't swear.
Yeah.
Without thinking, well, actually, you've just given me an excuse now for everyone in the press corps to just search out for every single photo
of you sweating.
Yeah. So actually, you're talking absolute bollocks.
Mm.
But where does this end?
I cannot help thinking that somehow he won't end up in prison. I just can't, you know, you just sort of think that the whole system will somehow keep
I think
out
he does end up in prison.
Do you?
I don't think he will.
I think the public clamour for this is actually for it not to go away. And for him not to get away with it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, ironically, Hannah, who's obviously a detective in the Met, when I was talking to, obviously when he got arrested, is, of course, the thing she said that not many people think about, is he going to get a fair trial? Would he get a fair trial? Because everyone's made their minds up already.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, you're meant to get a fair trial. And is he subject to the
same
justice? I suppose
what they've got to hope is that if they do want to prosecute him, that what they found is just such irrefutable evidence that the jury don't have any trouble either way.
No.
I mean, if you've got emails from him to him, all dated, you know,
everyone's trying to work out, has he got any money? Is he skint? Is he not skint? Who's paying for his defence? Mm. Obviously, his legal fees are going to be astronomical.
It's just,
endless, isn't it?
Endless. I mean, and then, of course, the other thing that it sort of brings us on to is his gorgeous wife.
Oh, my God.
Loney, you're coming in off the long run now.
Loney, this is obviously very difficult for you because you are a fan of the Royals.
Big fan of the Royals, but probably not
the biggest fan.
It was funny, I was
asking a certain Ginger ex-royal.
No, she does drive me a bit mad. But I was talking to my dad, because my dad used to have to go and do the Buckingham Palace quite a lot to do some work. And I was saying to him Andrew.
Did you see any girls coming in and out?
He said he was the most arrogant. And the staff there just couldn't stand him. And what they found as well was he wouldn't take no for an answer. Shocking. But if they said, because my dad was going in and doing advice on bathrooms and sanitary fittings, what have you. And if they he wants a particular shower a certain way, they said it just can't be done. He said, no, it will be done and you'll do it. You know, he just was so arrogant they couldn't stand
it. It sounds like a few headmasters we've worked with, didn't it?
Fergie, I don't know. She's just a hot mess, isn't she? I do feel bad for the girls. I mean, it must be mortifying to see your parents.
They look to me as if they're so blooming dense, those two girls, that it probably everything that just goes over their head. head. And maybe they're now sitting home thinking, oh, shit.
That's a bit harsh.
Actually, I think.
But is it?
But no, I mean, they wear dodgy outfits, but we don't know how bright they are.
That's a crime in itself, darling.
But, yeah, Fergie. But I mean, didn't some email come out this morning that she was asking for upgrade or something?
Upgrade to first class, yeah. This sort of stuff.
She's an incredible grifter, isn't she?
She's the...
Fuck, I mean, really? Those letters that she was sending Epstein. Oh, you're marvellous. You're my most trusted friend. I love you so much. Can I have $10,000? It's just like...
Yeah. I need to... Well, no, it's not. It's can I have $10,000 because I need to pay my personal assistant or my dresser or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, the amount of staff this woman still had, even though she wasn't married to Andrew.
Never got to the bottom of why they divorced. That still bugs me.
Oh, our mate Dan reckoned that there was something that went on when he was in the services, didn't he? That we can't say.
Yes.
We'll tell you afterwards.
Kicking with both feet.
Yeah, my dad said something about, he spoke to something about him being in the services and said, well, I've been whatever base it was for 20 years and I've never seen him or something.
Right.
Yeah, so I doubt he was in the services, but was he?
I see, my thing with the kids is that, obviously his kids aren't a million miles away age-wise from mine.
No, it's true.
So when when this happens, so obviously when Epstein is let out of jail and they go to see him, obviously this is when the clamour, you know, are you going to send me first class? The kids don't really want to go in economy. Surely they'll go at least premium or business and this sort of stuff. So she's doing that. This is a week after
he told her to go fuck herself.
Eventually, but yeah, I mean, she was on the spin for him and trying to get money out of him for about 15 years. But if you then go and see someone after they've just come out of prison for paedophilia and procuring young girls and this sort of stuff, if you then take your 19 and 21 year old daughters, I think if that was me, my kids would be like, "You can fuck off, Dad." One, what on earth are we doing? One is clearly what has Dad done? Mm. Clearly, why is Dad knocking around with a bloke who's just come out for child offences? And think, I'm 19 and 21. Yeah. You're an adult.
Do you think they could just show so shallow that they had no concept of what?
Well, possibly. Or they're no different from their mum and dad. Probably, they're just in on the whole charade.
We would never know.
Grifting and this.
But do you think? Because I can't quite understand why he was. Do you think that he was worried that she'd open her mouth if he didn't give her money? Why? What was in it for him to keep giving her money?
Well, he obviously craved royalty, didn't he? He craved these very famous people. And it was obviously endgame to get princes. And she's starting to come out with mail saying, I know you're only after me to get to Andrew. Mm. So he wanted Andrew, he wanted Charles, he then wanted the Queen, didn't he? He wanted these sort of trophies. But the stuff that's gone on, and she, you know, to basically, you know, prostitute your kids and all that sort of just to try and get some money out. I mean, she's not winning Mum of the Year, is she?
No, she's not. No.
Next up with Baby P's mum, I should imagine. In terms of crap Mum of the Year.
Anyway, Lonely, as our royal correspondent,
right?
What do you think the outcome's going to be for the royal family? I'm not trying to put you on the spot,
well, apparently.
But we are.
Okay. I don't think they'll go to jail. I don't think Andrew will go to jail. I'm worried that the king's going to be looked at and that's going to have bad effects on his health. And then I don't know.
I think that the...
It's not going to be the same, is it?
I think it almost is helpful for the royal family that the king is very blooming old himself now. Mm. And if he was, say, 60 years old and people thinking he's got another 25 years or whatever, then I think... But I think that people are absolutely convinced that Prince William thinks that Prince Andrew or Andrew Mountbatten is an absolute...
Oh, yeah, without
a
doubt.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Did you see when he tried to talk to him on the steps or whatever it was?
You can just see he thinks he's a wanker.
Yeah, and I feel bad for William. I'm sure he doesn't particularly want to be doing what he's doing.
I think what is really sad, whether you like the rules or not, is Charles obviously was desperate to be king. He waited years and years and years for his mum to finally die. And once he has become the monarch, he's having to deal with the shit from his brother. And the whole knockout of this.
And hearing all his life that... his brother was the favourite. I always think that's horrible.
Yeah,
no, you know, like the favourite. Like, all right.
I mean, how do your family put up with it?
Shut up.
How have your family coped?
Whatever. No, I hope it's okay, but I don't think it's going to be the same, is it?
I think it's like what you said. Will he spill the beans? Will she spill the beans? She may spill the beans to, you know, she's only got one way of getting money.
Yeah.
So she may have to do the biggest, you know, anything that knocks Diana or Meghan out of the water in terms of the royal tell-all to get some money back so she can survive. Does Andrew have no choice rather than go to jail? He's got to start telling actually what's happened in you know. But I don't think the royals come out well in terms of they clearly knew what his brother was up to.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the artist impression of what he looks like when he's in court. Because they're always terrible, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, they always look nothing like them. I think, what are these bloody artists having? They're absolutely...
Forgive from the art college.
Outside, people on the pavement outside the National Gallery knocking out things better than that in 5 minutes, don't you?
That's true, terrible.
I think they don't look like anybody.
No.
But I think Charles will go.
My favourite one of those pictures was when, during the Wagatha Christie thing, and Wayne Rooney was up there. They had a picture of Wayne Rooney. He looked like fucking Frank Sidebottom. Like this massive, great, big, wide, huge head.
No neck. did he? But I think Charles will go. I think he'll abdicate.
No.
I think he will.
Do you think that extreme?
Yes, I think more, stuff is coming out.
I think he would do it if he thinks this is the only way to save the royal family.
And William will take over.
Yeah,
it's a new brush.
I can see that.
It's a new brush. And also... I think a lot of people our generation and older still have a time where the monarchy is quite revealed. But I think youngsters now, I think they just think they're freeloaders.
They don't care.
They think they're freeloaders. Mm. And they just, and I think William and Kate will be viewed as the new brush. We've had this disastrous thing and we need a new start. Mm. And William and Kate will be that new start. So that health and the stuff that goes on with his brother, yeah, I do. I think he'll go.
Wow. Do you think we'll get a day off?
Well, more importantly, I was listening to the newsagents last night and there was John Soper was saying about the royal family. He said there are investigations into every type of public life. You know, Keir Starmer gets given a couple of suits and pairs of glasses. The press are all over it. Angela Rayner doesn't pay her stamp duty. The press are all over it. Hmm. The Queen can give 12 million quid. And they're going, well, how much was it? Was it 12 million? Was it 4 million? Was it? Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything.
Because that's come out of the public purse.
Yeah. Nobody knows anything about what they get up to.
I mean,
things cost.
I think we're going down a bad road here, Spag. I think you're going to politics and then bringing in a royal family. I think we just need to leave it there.
So I think I think they've most massively opened up Pandora's box here. And I'm not actually sure where this is finishing. Because then it goes across the Atlantic to what really knows, you know, brings Maxwell into it. I think this is the biggest can of worms anyone has ever opened.
Yeah.
And I think this could take years. This will be rumbling on for years and years until we, and I'm not sure you'll ever get, you're going to get cover-ups and are you allowed to cover up? But I think the public interest for this not to be covered up will now be really quite enormous.
Yeah. They're doing their best to cover it up in America, aren't
they? Of course they are, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, no, it's, you know, various people. So I think, it's it's a whopper.
He's in trouble. Right, we're going to go for a break.
Here we are.
Yep. And we'll be back with some more exciting stuff.
Ooh.
Exciting-er stuff in a bit.
We're back for the second bit of Home of Pops Happy Hour, where we are going to discuss what we've been watching on the television box.
Right. Well, I have watched a few things.
Get out of it.
One of the first things I watched was Heated Rivalries. Have you seen that?
Oh, is that the hockey?
The hockey, the ice hockey.
Is it a drama or a documentary?
It's a drama.
Right.
It's very good. It's very graphic. is very graphic. The sex scenes are very graphic. Mind you, I watched Bridgerton last night, the latest season. That's very graphic, that sex scene on there. But anyway, yeah, it's two gay guys, and but they
hockey,
don't hold back on the how's your father? And then I've watched His and Hers on Netflix.
Oh, now, yeah, okay.
Have you watched it?
I've started it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm only stick with it. That's
yeah,
good.
I don't particularly like any of them in it.
No.
But I have been told.
What's
good
that?
Twist.
Because surprisingly, I haven't seen that. Now, what's that about?
It's another sort of drama. It's about a bit of a whodunit.
Yeah, it's a whodunit murder mystery.
Murder mystery.
Anyone famous?
It's American. No, desperately.
No, I don't really. No,
the bloke,
you
might recognise the bloke in it, the main bloke in it. He's been in a couple of other. He was in Billions and he was in Captain America.
Right.
But he's, yeah. So you do,
That's good. It's a good
It's a very good ending, I've been told.
So the I've been told
to stick in it.
When you start watching these things, do you literally just blast through it and watch the whole lot?
Well, it depends. Probably
you've obviously
not.
Seen the end of this.
Yeah, I've seen the end, but I didn't do it all in one hit because I don't know how many there's, like six or something.
Six
it depends.
Or something.
Yeah. But no, probably might do a couple a night and then you sort of think, oh, one more. Let me just do one more. Then they get you in. And the other one, which I'm really quite sick of, is Gordon Ramsay's documentary on Netflix. It's all
about. Oh, what about his family?
Yeah, and his family and
it
his businesses.
Sounds, he was on Graham Norton on Friday. Yeah, it was on Friday. And he was talking about this bloody whole restaurant set up at the top of that building.
Oh, yeah, that's what this pretty
it
much is all about.
A nightmare.
Yeah, that's what it, the whole thing's about.
The stress of trying to open up something like that and trying to get all the equipment up on a lift and
yeah.
It just sounds.
But it's all a bit repetitive and like where he came from and his roots and how he's made good.
He was
and
a footballer.
Yeah, and he's got something like 90 restaurants worldwide, though, now. I didn't realise that.
He's had massive trouble with his family, isn't he?
With his dad and
wanting money out of him and addiction and all that sort of stuff. Is it another one of these things that he's produced and so he gets his narrative out, like the Beckham ones?
Pretty much.
His truth.
It's my truth. The way I want to tell it.
And then the wedding of his daughter and they don't mention the
They married Adam Peaty.
He's featured quite a lot. But he's a bit, I'm going to finish it, but I'm a bit over it really.
I won't even start that. I'm not a massive.
If you've watched the first two, you've seen it all, really.
I don't like him very much. I think he's a bit of a knob.
Yes,
if I'm very honest.
He's a bit of a knob. And all the swearing.
He's quite
I know
the
he's
knob
known
factor.
For it, but. No, and that's. What else? I can't think of anything else.
Did you watch Small Profits?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I haven't seen it.
I liked it.
I really enjoyed it.
I liked it. At first, I was a bit.
I think everyone's going to be over the top on it slightly.
Oh, I haven't heard anything.
I don't think it's as good as Detectorists.
No, that's so
which
good.
I think is fantastic. It's by the same bloke, Mackenzie Crook, wrote it and directed it. And I've seen people saying, oh, yeah, we were laughing and laughing. And I'm thinking, well, it's not full of belly laughs, is it?
No, it isn't.
It's amusing. It is amusing. And it's quite clever. And it's very gentle and it's a really nice thing to watch.
Yes.
But it's getting like, you know, 5-star reviews everywhere. And
well, I haven't heard that.
I'm entirely sure it's that good.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It took me a couple and I thought,
I tell you what,
I
couldn't quite understand. You know that boy who cycles around the cul-de-sac and then he goes and gives him a hug? And then and I'm thinking, I was waiting for something to happen with that boy where the boy might come over and point out to the police that somebody. But it was like, I'm not entirely sure what on earth he had to do
but
with any of it.
I think it's set itself up for another season, I think.
I think it has, doesn't it?
So maybe he'll come back with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit. I know what you mean, because they featured him a lot, but then nothing ever happened. Just that hug. One
at all, did it? Yeah. And I found the bloke who was the security guy in the DIY plays a bit annoying as
well. He was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's worth watching.
It is really good. It is worth watching.
What did you watch on the plane when you've been?
I watched the second bit of the Agatha Christie Netflix thing. It was Seven Dials.
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
That was all right. Mm. It was kind of okay. I started His and Hers and I fell asleep. So that's how I got. And on the way back, British Airways, my television didn't work.
And
it wouldn't turn off, so they had to put a.
Wouldn't turn off.
So I'm trying to sleep, and this bloody screen won't go off, so they had to put a blanket over my television. So anyway, I got 25,000 Avios points for them to say
really?
Sorry. Thankfully, it was a nice.
You got 25,000
Avios
just
points.
Just because your telly wouldn't turn off.
Yes.
How far can you fly on 25,000 Avios?
Don't know, quite a long way, apparently. Don't know. But,
unbelievable.
But yeah, so that was that. But luckily it was a night flight, so I wanted to sleep anyway. So I did that. The thing I have been watching, I am going to watch tonight Drive to Survive on Netflix, about Formula One. That starts again. That's good. I think your husband or your kids
will
like that.
I think they have watched it. I haven't.
It's kind of got loads of people. No, it's about Formula One.
Yeah, but is it a drama or a
documentary? No, it's an actual documentary about each season. All the stuff about, you know, Christian Horner getting sacked and Lando winning and all that.
Has that already happened?
It's just come. You can watch the whole thing in one go. So
has he joined another team?
But he will be, apparently. It starts next week, doesn't it? So, and the big thing I've watched, have you seen Industry?
No.
Industry?
No.
Well, I'm slightly stuffed there, but there's some people out there will have watched. It started, it's in its fourth season. It's about a load of young graduates who go into investment banking in a fictional investment bank in the city. Called Pierpoint.
They all sound great, don't they?
Yeah. And it's about their sort of
lives. I haven't watched it.
Trying to you quite enjoy it. If you enjoy your Bridgerton type stuff and your heated rivalry stuff, it's right up. Your street, pal.
50 Shades.
I should say. And it's about that. So it's 4 seasons. So I've been watching that.
This is a drama.
Drama. Now. Totally a drama.
So is it a bit like The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes. A little bit.
Yeah,
that sort of high finance,
yeah.
You know, sort of deals, backstabbing.
Mostly wankers.
All wankers. All absolute wankers. But it's riotous at times. Even like Jackie won't watch it. She's like, she watched the first couple of episodes. I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
And it's totally unnecessary. You think, why did you need to show that? But they do anyway. So it's very risque. But the last episode Monday. But this one's actually got quite a good plot to this one. So the last episode's Monday, so I'm quite excited to see that. And then I watched Night Manager.
Yes, seen that.
I just haven't bloody watched that yet. Finished and I really
that.
Enjoyed the first
it's
series.
Good.
Is it good? That is good, yeah.
I need something new to watch.
Yeah, I need to dedicate my life to something.
There's isn't there? I keep on seeing...
There's loads of stuff.
I keep seeing trailers for those sorts of things all the time. I mean, they are only on BBC and ITV because that's about all I watch, really.
So do you not have Netflix or Sky? No. Or...
We've got Amazon Prime, but...
How do you live?
Educational
and quizzes.
Exactly. See, 1980s quizzes he researches for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the other one that I watched is Only Your Friends and Neighbours, with John Hamm. The second season of that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
I haven't seen that.
So you really like that.
John
I like him.
Hamm. Okay. Do you remember when he was in Toast of London?
No.
Did you watch Toast of London?
No, sorry. A bit lost on that one.
You should watch it. John Hamm. He played it loses a bit in translation.
Clearly.
You've never seen Toast of London. It's Matt Berry who's in it. Matt Berry who was in the IT Crowd? Do you know Matt Berry?
Yes. Yeah.
He plays Stephen Toast, who's a hardly ever employed actor. And he is basically just the same character as he plays in the IT Crowd.
Oh, right.
And in one particular thing, John Hamm is in it. One of the programmes, yeah. He falls in love with him.
Oh, right, like you would.
With John Hamm, yeah.
Like you would. But that's television.
Yeah. I haven't been to the pictures for a while. There's a lot of... I'm just waiting for a lot of films that are being... are out for the award season.
I know, I really want to see Hamnet. That's
Jane
the
went
one.
To see Hamnet. I there are certain things I really avoid, and I think it's just going to be so sad, I'm not going to want to see it. There's a lot of things where I don't want to see that. It's just going to upset me. I don't want to see that. That's too violent.
I can't open this. I saw Formula One on the plane. All right. F1.
Is that
with Brad Pitt?
With Brad Pitt,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Looks good, isn't it, Brad Pitt? It's shaped up well for an older lad.
He would, wouldn't
he's
he?
About, he's, in, he's about our age, isn't he? Yeah,
sorry. He's your age.
He's
your age. There's a very, very big difference. He's your age.
Yeah.
But, he looks good for a man in his early 60s.
When are the Oscars on?
They're the last
soon.
One.
Last week of February.
They come soon after the BAFTAs, so fairly soon, I think.
So fairly soon. I don't think we're
I used to
up
love
for
watching
any.
That in California. I used to love it when they all arrived on the red carpet. But now you have to stay up late or wait till the next day.
Yeah.
And see what ridiculous outfits people are wearing.
Mm. Yeah. I also get irritated by the loveliness. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
You know,
it does get a bit. You're being awarded for stuff that you're being paid so much to do. I mean, come on.
And all your production companies just lobbied these people to get it, even though it's actually not that good.
Full of their own self-importance.
Basically, just all wankers.
Yeah, a lot of them. You've got a quiz.
Someone's got a quiz.
I'm so excited about your quiz.
I'm quite excited.
Well, I'm really quite excited.
Maybe slow that down a bit.
Let's manage expectations.
Are we going to go straight into the quiz?
Yes. Do you want to? I'm happy to. Yeah, well,
right.
It's an 80s.
You're going to take over the airways.
Am I? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's an 80s music quiz.
Oh, okay. Is there any better subject matter to have a quiz about?
And it's annoying, really, because I would actually be able to get good points for doing it, for taking part in it. But
because you know the answers.
And when you look at the questions, some of them are very easy. So I've tried to do a bit of a mixture. So I'm curious to see how you're going to do.
Yeah, because let's face it, I could be ready for a big fall here, because I do take the piss out of you quite a lot, don't I?
Yes. So get ready. No, well, we'll see how it goes.
How many questions have we
got? I believe I've got 15.
A nice number, Lona.
Thanks.
Not too long, not too short.
Yeah, I seem to have lost my last... Yes, I have got 15. Right.
I'm going to write down 80s pop quiz.
Ready?
And I'm so excited I'm going to underline it.
Okay.
That's how seriously I'm taking this.
Okay. Which U2 album became the fastest selling album in British history at the time, once released in 1987?
Ba bum, ba bum, ba bum. I can't stand U2, but.
Oh, I love U2.
I suspect it might
be. How many times have you seen U2?
I've seen U2 a lot.
I've seen them once.
Well, our friend is. I just have to try and remember. Our friend in California, our neighbour, he's best friend with Bono's cousin. So
it's
we got
tenuous.
Backstage.
That's a little bit tenuous.
Yeah, but we still got backstage. I thought we were going to be VIP, like proper VIP, but we were like B-list
VIP.
Did
you have a lanyard, though?
Yes, I had a lanyard. Oh. I've had two lanyards.
What more do you want?
But the worst thing was, which was devastating, I know we're in the middle of a quiz, but our friend sort of bigged up that I'll be meeting all these stars, and we were sitting in a VIP area, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and then somebody said, "Oh, there's."
You must have been almost wetting yourself at this point.
Oh, totally. And David Beckham appeared. I mean... Oh. Yeah, but then he had a different star on the directions that he was to go to. So I sort of saw him. And then I was at the free bar with my back, not realising that all these stars were coming in behind me. And I missed
Beckham. Schoolgirl
era. Yeah. But then once I worked out that they were coming in behind me, I saw Piers Brosnan. I saw Barbara Streisand.
Oh, man, that would have been
very
exciting.
And I saw... Demi Moore. They were all coming in and going past.
Not these days.
But I've had so many near misses with our David, but never mind.
Yeah, you might have.
The time might come. I'm not sure if I really want it to come.
You'd be disappointed.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, number two. Name the song. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could never do.
Okay. I know it.
80s.
Yep. Are you questioning?
What's the first line?
It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. Number three, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley were how old when they wrote Careless Whisper? Ooh. 17, 19 or 22?
Educated guess.
That's a guess.
Four, which singer-songwriter's real name is Michael Barrett?
Singer-songwriter called Michael Barrett?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Yeah, but that's
not general knowledge, is it?
Just...
Michael Barrett.
My name.
Singer-songwriter. Give us a clue. Where's he from?
I'm not going to give you a
clue. American, you get 1 point for...
Excuse me, you get half a point for everything. For just turning up, you get half a point.
I don't know where he's from, but he did have a very successful... He's British.
Right.
I think he... And he had a very successful Christmas number one.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Okay.
Right. I still don't know, but... Michael Barrett.
Right. In which year did Cyndi Lauper have a hit with Girls Just Want to Have Fun? 83, 85 or 87? Which
Hang on.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper.
Right.
Which American hip hop duo had a 1986 hit with Push It?
Oh,
Push It. I had to put a few easy ones in. Actually, I think
that's quite dirty lyrics, I think, on that.
Push It, good.
In which year in the 80s did Great Britain win the Eurovision Song Contest?
Okay.
You can have an extra point if you name the group and the song. Not very difficult. And you're going to know these. Now that I'm looking at them, they're not difficult at all.
Well, I don't know. There's a couple I haven't got yet.
Okay. Number 8. Slash was an original member of which rock band? I had to put one in for you there, Spag.
I think you put one in for most of the population of the planet there.
In which city were the House Martins formed?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, got that one.
I thought that was going to be one of my most difficult ones.
No.
Hang on, let me find my best of them. Bear with. In what year did Michael Jackson release his 7th studio album, Bad?
Because we're bad, we're bad. I think he really was bad.
Still can't believe that he was, by the way. But...
Oh.
Do we get half a point for being within a year?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare, isn't she?
Right, name the film from these songs. Take Me With You, Let's Go Crazy, Jungle Love.
Oh, do you know that? Sure.
Say them again.
Let's Go Crazy, Take Me With You, Jungle Love.
Was there a famous title track as well?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on, let me see what this one is. What was the first music video aired on the brand new MTV channel launched in 1981?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
A mum at school that I used to work at Homewood House, you know, the model that was on MTV before it launched, before they played the first video, you know, this is that was her.
Really?
She was the model, yeah.
Wow.
She was also the girl in the Nikita video with Elton John.
Really?
Yeah. So she was at school, and then the school, oh yeah, she was Mrs. Such and Such. She was in the Nikita video. You think, well, God, you know, she's. And I thought, you don't look like that anymore.
Does she not?
Not in the slightest. You think, oh, that was the 1980s.
The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News was the theme song to which blockbuster film in 1985? Are we on 14?
We are on 14. I've missed 12. I'm going to go back to
which
it.
Irish woman gave us Orinolo Flow?
Orinoco Flow. Like the bloke out the Wombles. You had to get an Irish one in there.
I had to get an Irish one in. What was the best-selling single of the decade in the UK? This is the last question.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
1980s, best-selling single of the decade.
Okay.
That's best-selling single.
Is Michael, it going to be
Michael,
time?
What was that bloke's name? Michael, number Barrett. 4. Barrett. Michael Barrett. Fucking hell. I'm going to get very angry because I'm going to know it.
Are you?
In the UK, the number 15, best-selling single in the UK?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it number 1 for like about a billion weeks?
No clues.
Just checking. I have got an answer for the Michael Barrett.
Do you want answers?
What's number 12 again? The first song on MTV?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you ask the question, we'll shout out the answers and see if either of us can get them right.
Okay. Which U2 album?
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree, I've got.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I'm ticking it.
You got a half as well.
Name the song.
That's Africa by Toto.
Yes. You just such
a half a point. What did he put?
He wrote it and he ticked it. Right, how old were George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley?
17.
I think they were 17.
17. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Which singer-songwriter's real name is Michael Barrett?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Shaky?
It is!
Yes!
Oh, no.
Notice
Shaky.
Shaky. He's Welsh, isn't he?
He is Welsh.
Yeah. He is Welsh.
Okay,
so
which
year? Pair is still really dark.
Yeah, really darker than yours, and that's saying something.
You opened just
sorry, as soon as I said that, I was thinking, here comes a hair dye jag.
What year did Cyndi Lauper have a hit with Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
83.
It's about 83.
Yes, you are I knew you were going to be good at this.
I would like to comfortably say that is right up there in the songs I hate more than any.
Oh, is it?
Really? I used to love that song. I used to love getting ready for the Balkan Disco to that song. American hip-hop duo.
Salt and Pepper.
And what year did Great Britain win the Eurovision?
1981.
85, I've got.
81.
Oh. Bucks Fizz. 2 points?
Bucks Fizz. I've
2 points
go
get
on,
me.
Then. Go on.
So
then.
I'll have a point for Bucks Fizz.
Slash?
Guns N' Roses.
Which city were House Martins
Hull.
For? Yeah, see, I thought that was going to be
Hull. Yeah,
hard.
But the name of their first
the name
album.
Their album was Hull 4, London 0.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In what year did Michael Jackson release his...
87?
84, I've got.
87.
Oh, well done, Simon.
I knew he was going to be good at this. Name the film for those songs.
I don't know. I've got Footloose.
Take Me With You.
I've gone for Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Oh, Simo.
What was the first music video, Ed, on the MTV channel?
Video Kill the Radio Star by Buggles.
Yes.
See, I haven't got that.
Oh.
Good.
And too long for you to write it out.
I was going
to
say.
The Power of Love from which film?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Who did Orinoco Flow?
Enya.
Orinoco Flow.
What was her other band she was in?
Clanhead.
Clanhead, yeah.
What was the best-selling single of the decade in the UK?
In the 80s, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
What did you put?
I put Two Tribes.
Ah,
you're
wrong.
You're wrong, pal.
Right.
Well, Two Tribes was number one for about 10 weeks or something, wasn't it?
12, I got.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah.
One. Stuart, I won't give myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow. That's what you want. A draw.
That's good.
But I want clarification on
which
two
one?
Tribes.
Oh, it's definitely Do They Know It's Christmas.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, but that's a Christmas special. So
well, that's my quiz.
Well, very good.
You did very well. There.
Thank you
very
much.
In a couple of years' time. Did that take you long to do?
No.
Well, there you go. They're nice, aren't they, to do?
Yeah, they are, actually. I'll do another one in a bit.
Yeah, do another one in a bit. So I think that's more or less brought us to the end of our particular podcast.
I think it has.
It's stopped raining.
Yeah.
Has it?
And we'll hopefully, possibly. And I've got to go to work, sadly. You're not at work tonight, are you, Loney?
No, I mean, on Sunday. I've been doing a lot of shifts, actually. Yeah. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Yeah, I've been doing quite a few.
Good.
Lovely.
Good for the NHS, that is.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll be back hopefully in about, well, we should be able to get my
are we going
to
do it before South Africa?
We are going to do one before South Africa. I'm back for 3 weeks, so
Alex can get the thing out and
we can.
It'll all be very good.
Super hooper.
So we'll see you all in a month's time. It's a bit sad saying that, doesn't it? See you all in a month's time. But then we don't see each other for a month, do we? And that's
no, but then
sadder.
We have a long catch up, which is nice.
Yeah.
Ciao for now.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.
Pots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.